1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Democratic National Convention. I'm Richard Cantu. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz accepted the party's nomination for vice president.
We're all here tonight for one beautiful, simple reason. We love this country.
He went on to thank Vice President Harris for choosing him as running mate and President Biden.
And a thank you to President Joe Biden for 4 years of strong, historic leadership.
He described his Nebraska upbringing.
He's a Midwesterner, and he combines what those of us from the Midwest think are the virtues of the place, a kind of earnestness and unpretentiousness, neighborliness. That's a key value in Tim Walz's politics. And those things together, I think, are trying to make an argument for Democrats that they have the center.
ABC's Terry Moran at the Chicago convention. This is ABC News. We got a little more on Richard Simmons's death.
A spokesperson for the family of Richard Simmons says they were told by the coroner that Simmons' death was accidental due to complications from recent falls, and heart disease is a contributing factor. Nothing suspicious or out of the ordinary. The statement also pointing out that the only drugs he had in his body were routine prescriptions. Simmons died last month at the age of 76 after becoming a recluse in his later years.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. It's a wild animal, lady, not just a very large domesticated pet.
Police in southern New Jersey are asking the public to help them identify a woman who violated a city ordinance by climbing a fence. That's prohibited in Bridgeton because the fence was in a zoo, and this one was outside of a tiger enclosure. Video shared by Bridgeton police shows the woman putting her hand through a wire fence and, as police said, enticing the tiger. Video also shows the tiger nearly biting the woman, who did not appear to be hurt. Brian Clark, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A recent survey found that in the last year, 25% of Americans used Buy Now, Pay Later services like Afterpay or Klarna or Zip. We spend more with Buy Now, Pay Later because, you know, six easy payments of $30 feels more affordable than $180 all at once for that cowboy hat or those leggings or that Yeti cooler. But when paying the full price for something feels uncomfortable, that is a clear sign for me that the purchase probably doesn't align with my financial goals. If Buy Now, Pay Later is helping somebody replace a necessary thing, like an appliance or something like that, that's a sign that their emergency fund plan needs some attention so they don't have to finance those situations. Buy Now, Pay Later encourages us to develop money behaviors that aren't that helpful for our long-term financial security. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. And Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Let's see, we have a double dip coming up. We're going to start this party off tonight partying with Clyde Stubblefield. This is Parties in the Kitchen. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Party!
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Popcorn, that is Clyde Stubblefield right here on Max Inc. Radio. I'm Rocker here with Sam Davison. That was a double dip of Clyde Stubblefield. That first song was called Parties in the Kitchen. And when we were in the break, I was like, hey, Sam, you know, let's talk about Clyde Stubblefield. And Sam says, I don't know about Clyde Stubblefield.
Yeah, I said I would be down, but I don't know anything about him, really.
So I thought, wow, what a perfect opportunity, because I bet you there's people out there across Wisconsin, especially out at our affiliates in 540 WAUK and 101 FM in Waukesha and 97.9 WGBW in Green Bay, or 107.7 WRCE in Stevens Point. Well, so Clyde Stubblefield, he comes from the South, and he joined the James Brown Band as a young drummer.
And he's a drummer, okay.
Right. And he toured, you know, extensively with James Brown. And if you listen to James Brown's music, the funky drummer, that song is Clyde Stubblefield. He is the funky drummer. And so he got pretty famous playing a lot of those songs. He's on James Brown's biggest songs.
Yeah, I believe you've said before, I think he kind of invented the funk beat. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, he's the most sampled drummer in history, right?
Wow.
I think he's number four, last I checked. Pretty top 10, you know, drummers of all time, and Rolling Stones drummers of all time. Amazing accolades. But anyway, in the 1970s, Clyde Stubblefield left the James Brown Band, and you know, he had come through Madison on tour and he thought, you know, this is such a, it was such a great city. He loved it. He decided to move here. So Clyde moved to Madison.
Which is that special, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and joined this music scene here. And he became intertwined in it, a part of the music scene. And he played in so many bands in Madison. It just would make your head spin. And did many, you know, the Blue Mondays.
Was the Madison music scene really, like, kind of all that already by the time that he moved here? Is that why he stayed?
You know, well, yes.
Wow.
Definitely. You know, Madison has always been a place where, you know, original music has really always grown and been very important to the city. But also the nitty gritty, the bar.
The restaurant,
The restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, back in the 60s, that was like one of the biggest Midwest blues clubs,
wow.
Right?
Huh.
And so all the huge blues players, including Luther Allison, who was also a Madisonian at some time, you know, all played there. All the big greats all played there. So Madison had this huge tradition of these guys all coming through this area. Lots of jazz, of course, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was pretty cool. Clyde Stubblefield, you know, was endeared to people. And he died back 2017, I believe. He would have been about 80 years old right now.
Wow.
And so, you know, he became just great friends with everybody in Madison. Everybody loved him. I was lucky enough in the early 90s to have my band, Cornerstone, mm-hmm. Produced by Clyde Stubblefield.
Wow.
He came in and produced for us. That was a lot of fun. And I worked with Clyde on a lot of different things, doing his posters over the years. You name it.
Yeah, because you've been in the music scene, even, well, in Madison and around everywhere for years, decades.
Yeah, yeah. Since like 80, 85, 86.
Gosh.
Here.
That's crazy.
So yeah, Clyde was just, you know, everybody knew him. Everybody was just loved him greatly. So we all miss him. And we all believe that he should be in the Hall of Fame. So that's what we really pine for. Get him in the Hall of Fame because, you know, he needs to be there. But he's a great drummer. We got time for music then?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
What do we got next?
Well, let's see. I picked out, we're doing a throwback show tonight. So we're doing a lot of music from MaxSync Radio Past. This next coming up is Pat McCurdy. Now, Pat McCurdy from Milwaukee used to play with Yipes, but he's been on his own for years and years and years. A legend here in Madison, around Wisconsin. Friday, September 20th, he'll be at Louis Fest at 6:45 p.m. That's in Oconomowoc at the Wisconsin Brewing Company Park, which is a great little baseball park in Oconomowoc. And now they're having concerts there. So you can go see Pat McCurdy. This is from an album he did live. This song is called I Like Everything.
For those of you who have never seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed, not here. 'Cause I like milk, I like cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs and hearts, I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down, that will never happen. Depressed when my step is light and my toes are tapping. So I like Veronica, I like Betty, I like meatballs and I like God and I like Buddha, I like cheddar, brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones, and Doors. I like to shop at hardware stores. I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything. Sing! I like men, I like women, I like sinking, I like swimming, I like dogs and I like cats, I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don, happy days, the wrath of Khan, won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine. I like to think that love is blind. I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Bring me back.
Yeah, that is Fat Function, Well Run Dry. My name is Rocker, here with Sam Davison. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, you can call in here, 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And, hey, hang out with us, talk with us. But wow, Fat Function. You know, they had a large hiatus. They were gone for many years, and now they're back. They're here, and they have a show coming up in Madison Saturday, August 31st at 7 p.m. That's going to happen at the Memorial Union Terrace. I know Sam's going to be there in his boat hanging out behind the stage, right?
For anyone who doesn't know, it's been talked about on the John and Gordy show here on Civic Media, where I usually am producing. I've got a boat made out of styrofoam that I sometimes take on the lakes around Madison.
Styrofoam?
Styrofoam, yeah. Weighs about 30 pounds and is 12 feet long.
Did you, like, carve that out yourself?
Or? No. The wonders of Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, wow. That is crazy. Yep. Head down. See Fat Function on Saturday, August 31st, Memorial Union Terrace. Hey, we have a great show for you today, and I'll tell you all about that in 1 second. But first, Max Inc. Radio is brought to you by Carbon 4 Brewing Company, located on Madison's east side, and making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling of local snacks and live music. Carbon 4, that's K-A-R-B-E-N and the number 4.com. Also by Doughboys Pizza in Madison. Boy, those guys are breaking out huge. They have such great food. A family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison North, East, and Downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza Madison or call 608-467-3017. You got to try their Detroit pizza. It's absolutely amazing.
I don't think I've ever had Detroit pizza. I got to go there for it, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's done in a cast iron pan, and then they have the pepper jack cheeses Ooh. Along the top of the outside of the pizza,
oh,
so it creates this, like,
delicious
crust.
You're making me hungry, Rocker. You're making me hungry.
Hey, we got a great show, Sam, coming up tonight. Jason, Mr. Moyer, and Baxter Montgomery, IRL Sound and Visual Art Takeover. It's coming up. What is it? We'll hear these guys tell us all about it in a few minutes. Leo Sidran. He's a Madisonian. Now he lives in Brooklyn, New York. He is coming back to Wisconsin for a pair of shows next week in Milwaukee and Madison, and we'll hear from him. Instar 3. This is the third installation of this festival, happening September 7th at the Cardinal Bar in Madison. Performers, local artists, community building for the Midwest music scene. We'll have all three of the organizers in here tonight talking about that. And then live in the lair with the Farleys, Jen Farley from Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, and her husband Mike Farley. They're going to be in here playing for us and telling us all about what's going on with the Farleys. Then Indy 45 tonight at 10 p.m. with Shane Christopher Neal, and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts until midnight. Right now, we're going to go to break, and we'll be right back.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboys Pizza. Pizza Madison today.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. My name is Rocker, here with Sam Davison tonight. And we have our first guest of the evening. We have Jason, Mr. Moyer, and Baxter Montgomery. They are IRL Sound and Visual Art Takeover. And we're about to find out really what all this is. Jason, Baxter, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us, Rocker.
So, you know, tell us about you, your art, your backstory, like how you guys met, and we'll get into a little more about the IRL event that's coming up.
So my backstory is I worked in film production.
And you are Jason, Mr. Moyer.
Yes, Mr. Moyer. So, hi, this is Mr. Moyer. I worked in like film and video production forever, and now I work solely in analog, so like taking my father's self-help tapes and playing those and using tape recorders that are hacked to go at different speeds, and then running modular synths and anything analog over that, and then through that running it into then CRT TVs and creating video and doing weird collage sort of Monty Python stuff over that.
Well, that seems totally impractical, so this must be art.
Absolutely. No one's getting paid.
Oh, wow. And how about you, Mr. Baxter Montgomery? What is your backstory?
Well, I came into awareness in the fall of 2023 in the mountains of Colorado, where I discovered that painting and the science of compositional physics. And what I mean by that is, when we apply paint to a canvas or any art sound like Mr. Moyer does, how much of that is left for the viewer, the interpreter, the consumer of that art to interpret what it means to them emotionally and why? Because we live in an environment where media especially is geared to sort of manipulate us into feeling a certain way. Commercials, movies, TVs, et cetera.
News,
for sure news. But what happens if we leave the art much more open to interpretation by the audience and let them feel what they're feeling? So instead of the superficial dopamine rush that comes with social media or very highly polished, intentionally manipulative art, what happens if we give people the space, but we also stimulate all of their brain at once? So this show, the IRL MFG show, will have Mr. Moyer's sound, which is, like you said, it must be art because it has all of those elements going on. And it's so open to interpretation. It's like, what am I hearing? What am I feeling? And why am I feeling this? And at the same time, there will be visual stuff going on. And those two things aren't always intentionally put together. So your brain is struggling to find purchase and say, what am I seeing and hearing and perceiving, and why do I feel the way I do? And it's my assertion that creates a resetting of the brain where you can kind of see things new and fresh and get new perspectives on what exactly we're all doing here in the 21st century.
Wow, That's pretty poignant.
That's deep, yeah.
That's Baxter.
Wow, you got me there. So Now, okay, I'm just kind of finding out what this IRL MFG is. And now, is it only you two guys, or do you incorporate more people?
We're the co-founders. We met at a show. Baxter put on a show. A mutual friend was playing music for Baxter's show, and he said, "Hey, dude, I don't know what this is, but it's super, super weird, and it's right up your lane." And I was like, "All right, I'm in. I don't care, whatever." And so we met that, and now it's only been
since January.
Yeah, since January, and we just started this out of the need for people to, hence IRL, to get into the real world, real life, and see art.
What does IRL stand for?
In real life.
In real life.
And to answer your question, though, there are going to be over a dozen artists, and they're all bringing different things. We have dance. We have other people who are working in sound. We have sculptures. We have other painters. There's even going to be a garage sale that is an art garage sale, but not art being sold, but it is an experience. It is an art installation and garage sale that is a fully functioning garage sale. But there will be multiple people contributing. And the beauty of all of this is that none of these people know each other, including we don't know them. We reached out to them based on the work that we saw online and said, this person seems like they would be a good fit for this show. Let's reach out to them. And we had people who enthusiastically, like Mr. Moyer just said, I don't know what this is, but I'm in. So this is this is kind of a beautiful launching pad. And I anticipate that this event in itself will be cool, but what it will create and the community that it will create moving forward is really the beauty of it all.
Yeah. It sounds like a giant onion that you have to peel.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Exactly. As painted by Salvador Dali. It is an onion by Dali.
Yeah. Well, happening Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th from 6 to 10 p.m., where is this happening? You're planning a takeover of a gallery in Madison?
Sure. It's at 100 South Baldwin, so just a little bit past East Washington on Baldwin. And it is the gallery space that is run by Commonwealth Development, a nonprofit here in Madison that does a lot of work for affordable housing, job training, and youth services. And they make that gallery available to the community at a very low cost. And so we decided that we would rent the gallery for a week and we would put on this show. And that will be next weekend, August 23rd and 24th from 6 to 10 p.m. on both nights.
Now, you know, when I was in college in the UW in the 80s, everybody, computers were just coming in. Right. So we didn't actually have all these crazy special effects to do in audio. And I remember this installation that was in the humanities building down in the courtyard there. And these guys had set up all these analog tape recorders with one tape. And then it was a physical installation where the tape recorders were literally, 50 feet apart or something,
tape loops,
right?
Tape loops.
And they would create these tape loops that would write. They would, go through a series of these.
Saying they had the same tape running through different machines spaced apart?
But it wasn't self-help stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I kind of got inspired by all this. Is I went down a YouTube rabbit hole and saw all of these people using old analog gear, and I had been from my job on a computer 8 hours, and then I was using DAW for music for another 6 hours, and then I just was like, I'm out. And I just, now everything is tape recorders, all analog, just weird modular. I mean, it looks like a cockpit, what I mean? With all the patch cables and all that
was
stuff.
That was all the fun time of music. Synthesizers, patch cord synthesizers, the Fairlight CMIs of the world.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So are either you guys musicians?
No.
Not trained, but that's why I got into
I mean, you're not in a band or anything?
No, but that's why I got into modular synth, because I love music. I've always loved music. I'm always around it. My girlfriend's in a band, multiple bands, but I could never, the math for some reason, I played bass and the math of playing something just freaked my head out. So, but when I can do a modular synth, I can, and then put it through a reverb pedal and do delays. And I create that
landscape.
Yeah. I create the soundscape and then just, it's like an audio lasagna basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
The nice crispy edges.
Wow.
Crispy edge lasagna.
Sounds fun. Do you have any recordings of this stuff?
Yeah, yeah. If you go on to YouTube, Mr. Moyer, there's audio, video, sort of my weird, all my weird stuff is on there. Wow. It's just weird and it's fun.
And now he was saying your visual stuff is weird. Is it like acid weird? Like what kind of visuals are we talking about here?
I can only aspire to acid weird, Rocker. it's a lot of painting and then stepping away from the canvas and asking myself, what is this? And earnestly asking myself, what is this? Making a whole narrative around it, getting a story in my head, and then turning the canvas 90 degrees or 180 degrees, and it's still the same paint. But now I have to disconnect what I think this painting in this canvas is, and now I have to find a whole new story. And so I intentionally leave things vague, but also I have undergone great efforts to not study the art of actual fine painting. It's not in my, in the same way that playing a bass freaked out Mr. Moyer's brain, painting like the Mona Lisa would break my brain. And so leaving things open to like the emotional interpretation is where I leave the paintings. I also, if anyone who was part of the project at the Humanities Building that Rocker's talking about in the 80s is still in Madison, you should definitely give us a call and we'll get you put into the show immediately.
We'll put you in the next one.
Oh, that is great. So let's see. Let's go back and fight. Saturday, August 23rd through the 24th, 6 to 10 p.m.
Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. And that's happening where again? At the Commonwealth?
The Commonwealth Gallery, 100 South Baldwin. It is on the third floor of the building. There is adequate signage to let everyone know.
And how can people find more information online?
There is a website, IRLMFG. So that is In Real Life Manufacturing, the shorthand for that, IRLMFG.com. All of the information is there. All of the artists who will be featured are there. A brief philosophical statement about what we're trying to do is also there.
And it's also like, so Friday night, we're going to have a really awesome DJ who takes 45s, plays them at 33 speeds, adds effects. Def Sonic, if you know Def Sonic, amazing Madison artist. He's going to be playing at 8 p.m. And then DJ Dish Pit is going to be playing also. So the main theme is analog. Okay. People that do things with their hands.
Nice.
So that is the main thesis of everything and going through life is people that just do stuff with their hands.
Wow, it sounds really fun. Well, definitely, we'll have to check that out. We've been with Jason, Mr. Moyer, and Baxter Montgomery of IRL Sound and Visual. They're having their takeover. This is awesome. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Thank you, Rocker.
Thanks, Rocker.
All right, hey, let's keep on with some local music here on Max Inc. Radio. This is Pink Halo, Speed of Light. We are local music.
Hey, we're getting closer now, running in tandem with each other till we reach the top. Stay a little longer now, I swear your energy is simply divine. You caught me by surprise, sitting on cloud nine.
Caught me on a high. Oi there, here scams. This is Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Be for the Oi there.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people, and chase him out, and ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Lose myself in the light.
It all starts with a question more than 75 years ago. Can hauling a fishing pole to the waterhole be made easier? Bob and Bill Johnson find an answer, and the very first multi-section bamboo fishing pole is created. It's 1948. The brothers' invention also leads to the launch of St. Croix Rod Company in Park Falls, and it becomes the talk of the state. So do you know which fish is considered the prize catch in Wisconsin? Is it northern pike, bluegill, or walleye? The answer coming up. The St. Croix Rod Company continues to call Park Falls home, but now operates what is considered the most advanced facility in the country. The company offers more than 800 award-winning rods and reels, still being created as the answer to every angler's fishing question. So which fish is the prized catch? Walleye.
Yeah!
It's challenging to catch, delicious to eat. And this is not the one that got away, but is one true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yankee here with the Midwest Farm Report.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.